Test 73, Section 3, Question 2. And here we're looking for a principle that would justify the reasoning. It says residents of this coastal community resisting the efforts of one family to build a house on its land, although the house would not violate codes. Land in question is depicted in a painting by a famous and beloved landscaper who recently died. Residents argue that the house would alter the pristine landscape and damage the community's artistic and historic heritage. So, basically, we want to support the residents. So we want something that says, don't build the house. And the evidence is it would damage the alter the pristine landscape and damage the artistic heritage. And so basically we need something that's going to say, if it's going to change the landscape behind a famous painting, then don't build the land, the house. So every possible effort should be made to preserve historic buildings that are well known. Doesn't matter. There's not a building. They just want to build a large house on their land, not change a building. Communities that seek to preserve undeveloped areas of landscape or historic neighborhoods should purchase those properties. That would say purchase it. Don't just block the people from doing it. C, artists who choose to represent actual landscape have the right to demand that the owners of the land represented do not significantly alter the landscape. But that's the artists, and the artist is dead, and so it doesn't really affect the residents. The right to build on one's property is constrained by the artistic and historic interests of the community at large. That would strengthen it, because that is sort of an assumption in the argument, is that they don't have the right to, because it would hurt the historic. In historic communities, building and zoning regulations should prohibit construction that obstruct access to historic sites. The problem is it's restricting access, and we don't know that that falls into this category. So D is our correct answer.